What's up, everybody? Welcome to Traffic Keys Media, and today we're going to dive into this topic. What is the most effective SEO tactic? I'm your host, Atiba, and welcome. If you're a business owner looking to drive more eyeballs to your website, you're in the right place. We talk a ton about that from the SEO and traffic and marketing side of the world. Okay, so this is such an interesting question. What's the most effective SEO tactic? Well, let's break that down for a moment, because a tactic is something that you're going to try. It's a tool, it's a technique, something that you're going to try right now that may work right now. And guess what? Tactics also may not work tomorrow, and it may not have worked yesterday. They work right now. And so is that really what you want? Do you really want the most effective tactic? I don't think so. Because if I give you a tactic and it works today and then it stops working tomorrow, then you're going to be what? Chasing your tail, looking for the next tactic and the next tactic and the next tactic. And when does it ever end? So let's talk about how to do this correctly. Instead of focusing on tactics, guys, right? Because there's a lot on tactics out there. I mean, I know you're probably bombarded. The fact that you're watching this video alone means you're probably bombarded with lots of media and lots of ads talking about different SEO tactics because you're trying to figure out traffic for your website. I get that. But here's the deal. The most effective thing that you can do, the absolute most effective thing that you can do is deliver value. Now, before you press back or X to close out this YouTube video, I want you to hear me on this. What do I mean by deliver value? Because it isn't just some trite thing that I'm saying. I want you to hear there's something very specific that I'm trying to convey and I'm saying to you here. When I say deliver value, your customer, your ideal customer, they're coming to your website. They're coming to any digital property that you own. They're on Google and they're searching because they're trying to get an answer to a question. They had a question which led them to Google to do a search that hopefully led them to you. So what does it mean to add value? It means answer their question. Not in terms of what you want them to know, but in terms of what they want to know. Let me take it one step further. Not only are you going to answer their question, but you're going to answer the question in the mind of them. You're going to have to think about, why did they ask this question? What was their intent in asking this question? And when we consider what their intent was in asking this question, then we have to consider, what's the journey that they need to go on to get that answer? Okay, because let's face it, when you were in kindergarten, if someone sat you down and taught you calculus, you would have no clue. You'd have failed. I would have failed. We all would have failed. Well, maybe there's that one kid, but realistically, most of us would have failed if that's what someone did to us. And guess what? That's what we do to our customer when they ask this one question. And then we want to give them all of this information from our perspective about what we know they need and what they ought to do and all these different things. And they're like, I can't handle all that. That's calculus to me. That's calculus. Give me something small. So when you're adding value, you're trying to take them from where they are and help them take one step closer to their end goal. And that's what you have to think about. And that's why this is difficult. And that's why most times people just give you a trite answer. Oh, just go add value. But you don't ever know what that means. So I'm giving you that definition right now. What that means is you have to figure out, what did they search for? Why did they search for it? Which is their intent. Okay. Why did they search for it? And then what are their assumptions right now about this thing, about your product, about your service, about the answer that they're looking for? And once you understand that, what their intent was and what their assumption is about the search that they did, then you want to help them take one step closer to the answer that you know they have to get to. That, my friends, is adding value. That, my friends, is what it means to have the best SEO tactic. Because it's not a tactic. Because at the end of the day, if you truly answer people's questions and you truly add value to them, they will continually come back to you and want to do business with you. That's just a period dot. I want you to think about your life. Anybody who has answered your questions, taken the time to help you understand a journey, that's the person that you're more likely to do business with versus the person who just comes and says, yeah, because I said so, give me $10,000 or whatever the cost is to do this thing. The person who helps you take that journey and adds value to you, that's who you want to do business with. And that's the same thing for your customer. And guess what? And here's the beauty of it all. It's the same thing for Google, because Google understands that. Google has gotten to the point where it's smart enough to understand that this person asked this question, this was their intent, this is their assumption, because believe me, Google knows a lot more about your assumptions than you even know about your assumptions. And Google knows that in order for them to get to their end goal of what they want to do, here are the steps they need to go through. And so Google's looking for websites. Google's looking for businesses that help their customers, the people who are doing searches, take those steps. That's why this is the one thing that you need to do in SEO. This is the one thing you need to get right. See, if you get this right, you don't have to worry about tactics. If you get this right, you don't have to worry about playing games and trying to trick things. No. Take care of that customer. Add value to them. Real value to them. Help them take that step. Help them take that step. All right, everybody. I hope this was helpful. I hope this helped you take one step closer to understanding how to master SEO by adding value to your customers and the content that you create on your website. So I will see you next time. Bye, everybody.